What is going on in chess? It's a quiet, dignified sport, all self-contained anxiety, but like a long dormant volcano, when it blows, it's a doozy. And that's what happened this past September when the world's number one chess player, Norwegian super grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, was playing the American rising star Hans Niemann, and Carlsen resigned after just one move.
This is his main move, d4, knight f6, c4, yeah, definitely. And what? No.
What happened?
What happened?
Magnus Carlsen just resigned, got up and left, switched off his camera, and that's all we know right now.
What? That's commentators Peter Lekko and Tanya Sachdev, both chess grandmasters themselves. Since then, there have been insinuation, then charges of cheating, investigations, admissions of cheating, charges of cheating pulled back, and now there's also a $100 million defamation lawsuit. What on earth is going on here? Well, unlike a chessboard, it is not all black and white. Sorry. We're joined by Dylan Lowe McLean. He's the former chess columnist for the New York Times, himself a chess master. Dylan, have I oversold this story?
No, it's definitely bizarre. And it has the chess world to titter, as you rightly pointed out.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not the first time that there have been allegations of cheating in chess, but it's the first time it's been at this level of the game where you have the world chess champion leveling such a charge.
Well, and it's also at a time where this might not be, if you're just tuning into this, your grandfather's chess. I mean, since the pandemic and that wildly popular Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit, how big has chess gotten?
Well, it's exploded. Chess.com, which is the largest site on the internet where chess players play, has now more than 94 million people signed up. More than 5 million people are playing regularly on the site. And there's more money. There are actually millions of dollars in prizes awarded each year in these large tournaments. So yeah. It's actually a game where there's some serious cash.
Yeah. Well, so now you have the Norwegian super grandmaster Magnus Carlsen, who's, I believe, 32. Charging the rising, trash-talking American star Hans Niemann, how old is he now? Is he 19?
He's 19, yes.
Charging him with cheating. Let's just first, before we go through that, you know, who are these guys? Start with 19-year-old Hans Niemann, very popular on the gaming streaming platform Twitch. Fans really like his, you know, they're profanity-laden tirades. Here's a taste.
How am I this good? Bow down! How the f*** did I see that?
Okay. And here's an interview shortly after he was accused of cheating.
I have never, ever in my life cheated in an over-the-board game, in an online tournament. And I'm saying my truth because I do not want any misrepresentation.
So a rebuttal there, but he said over-the-board game. That means when you're actually physically facing a player over a chessboard. He has admitted to cheating as a younger person online.
That's correct. And one of the things that happened is he admitted to a couple of instances of cheating when he was 12 and 16. After that interview, chess.com released a 72-page report in which they documented over 100 instances of him cheating online. It was larger and more extensive, even more recent than he admitted to in that interview. It seems that the information in the chess.com report probably is accurate, although it's not 100% certain. That's something where there's always a little bit of a unknown there because to prove cheating requires some difficulty, even in online.
Well, you know, I'm going to jump in because as a non-chess player, I was wondering, what did he do? Pocket a queen or something? And now I find out from your reporting that, of course, people are using algorithms online. They're sometimes with two screens. They've got one screen going on the online game they're playing and another screen going, you know, through this engine, chess engine, telling them what possible moves they should make. But how do you do that when it's an over-the-board match? How do you cheat?
Well, that's a good question. In the past, what people have done is they've snuck smartphones which run applications which are much better even than the best player in the world. That means Carlsen. And they've used them in toilets, for example. There was a guy who was caught doing that in 2019. There have been other people caught doing the same thing. People have had information signaled to them through remote listening devices. There was an extraordinary circumstance where a coach of a national team was standing in different places in the tournament hall to signal one of the players what he should be doing, receiving information from a person who was offsite watching the games.
Wow.
It's complicated, but you don't necessarily need to have information every move to cheat. The thing about this is that at the top levels, if you know one or two places in the game, or you're told one or two places in the game where it's important to concentrate, or maybe you know to move this particular piece, that might be enough to swing the game and to win all your games or most your games. So the information you might need to have signaled might be like a buzzing device. Buzz once for knight, buzz twice for bishop. It's not quite known what they did, but there are different ways you could signal to people.
Well, it's also not quite known if they did it in this case, because we should say the chess.com report came out and it laid out cases where they felt that Neiman, the upstart American, had cheated. But then a lot of other people who study this very closely, there's professors and scholars of this, weighed in and said, well, wait a second, we went over every one of his moves for the last several years. These were human moves. So there's some question as to whether or not he did cheat. And there's also the question of whether or not Magnus Carlsen's relationship with chess.com plays into this. Let's talk about him. He's a five-time reigning world champion. Some say maybe the sport's greatest ever. He has a financial relationship with chess.com, correct?
Yes. I mean, chess.com is actually in the process of buying Play Magnus Group, which is his company that he started back in like 2013. So obviously, he has a financial stake in what happens, as does chess.com. Just to go back on the cheating thing, you are right about the fact that whatever Neiman may have been accused about doing online, which is at chess.com, is different from what he may or may not have done in person. You know, whether or not he ever cheated in person is open. And in fact, as you say, there have been reports, including by a man named Ken Regan, who is sort of the preeminent expert on this thing, who has found no evidence of him ever cheating in over the board, you know, that is face-to-face competition.
Let's further get to Magnus Carlsen. This is what he said shortly after the incident. He was kind of cryptic.
People can draw their own conclusion, and they certainly have. And I have to say, I'm very impressed by Neiman's play. And I think his mentor, Maxim Dlugy, must be doing a great job.
Well, that was maybe a backhanded compliment, because it was a reference to chess player Maxim Dlugy, who, yes, was a mentor for Neiman, but was also found to have cheated on two separate occasions. So Carlsen wields a lot of power. He has a lot of admirers. What happens here?
The first part of this process, or the next step in this process, is that the International Chess Federation has created a study group or commission to look into this particular episode. They will be issuing a report very shortly, I think, on what they found or did not find in terms of the allegations of cheating. Beyond that, Neiman, through his lawyers, has filed a $100 million defamation suit, and presumably that has to take its course before there's any kind of resolution, although perhaps they might settle, who knows. Yeah. At any rate, there's some things that certainly need to be settled.
Yeah, and until they're settled, what happens to this game? And what happens to this game if it turns out that Neiman had cheated? I mean, we understand from your writing that, you know, people are suspicious of everybody because of this new world we live in.
What some of the top players like Fabiano Caruana have said is that what Carlsen did was to shine a spotlight on a problem in chess. I mean, cheating doesn't necessarily happen all the time. It doesn't necessarily happen. Where it happens is not always clear, but it does happen. And the problem, of course, for any game, and whether it's chess or bicycle racing, as with the Tour de France and Lance Armstrong, or baseball and steroids, perhaps not the best analogy, is that when you have cheating, when you have people who are doing things that are breaking the rules, you lose confidence in the game, and it undermines the credibility of the game. And eventually, of course, that's bad for business. I mean, you know, who wants to sponsor a sport or a game where there might be many people cheating, or where the top players might be cheating? So, and this is something that even the chess.com have pointed to. They understand that, you know, they need to root out cheating, just as actually the International Chess Federation understands it needs to root out cheating. It's an incredibly important problem, no matter how often it occurs, because it does undermine the credibility of the sport, the players, and ultimately damages the game.
Well, we're going to follow this with you. We'll have you come back as the story develops. That's chess master Dylan Loeb McLean, also former chess columnist for the New York Times. We'll link you to his writing about this. It's pretty incredible. Dylan, thank you so much.
You're welcome.